Sports coverage you can depend on. KLGR 1490.
Time now for Cardinal Sports on KLGR 1490, 95.9 FM. Tonight's action, volleyball, Road Valley Cardinals in Cottonwood tonight to take on the Lakeview Lakers. Tonight's game is being brought to you by the 2019-2020 Cardinal Sports Boosters. And right now, with the pregame and play-by-play tonight's action, it's KLGR Sports Director Randy Clausen.
And a very good Thursday night as we kick off the fall sports season. Doesn't seem like all that long ago we were doing spring sports. Now we're into the fall sports season again already, as I'm Randy Clausen pitching for Seth's football tonight as the Redwood Valley Cardinals and the Lakeview Lakers open up their 2019 volleyball season here this evening. Remember, the Minnesota State High School League reminds us that the educational value of this event is more important than its outcome. Respect for others, including opponents and officials, is one of those values. Support today's team with the respect that they deserve. A message from the Minnesota State High School League as we're off and running, and the fall season is upon us here. Again, got a great matchup here for tonight. A couple of teams that were playing some very, very good volleyball at the end of last season, and they're looking to continue and hold that over and bring that over into this season as well. Kind of a light schedule, and it's kind of like the first night of action for volleyball is concerned. Other action tonight has Worthington at Heron Lake, Altabena, Edgerton hosting at Laverne, Marshall at Wilmer, McCray is hosting Buffalo Hector Swift, Mountain Lake area at Sleepy Eye St. Mary's, and Martin Luther today to Huntley East Chain Truman hosting Sleepy Eye. Some of those matchups here this evening. As the Redwood Valley Cardinals come in with the record last year, finished out last season very nicely. Finished out the record of the season with a record of 17-14 on the season. Matter of fact, they won five of their last six matches to round out the season, and won a couple of games and got just a set or two away from getting into the section championship game 1 year ago as they fell to Marshall in the subsection semifinals by subsection finals by a score of 3-1 last year. Lakeview Lakers also had a nice run at the end of last season as they were able to win five of their last eight matches, putting a couple of games in the playoffs, losing to Owasso in the subsection semifinals by a score of 3-1 after beating Renville County West 3-1 in that opening round matchup. Redwood Valley through the tournaments last year lost to New Ulm, or excuse me, defeated New Ulm 3-1. Came back to defeat Jackson County Central by a score of 3-2, and then they lost to Marshall by a score of 3-1 to wrap up last season. As far as that tradition with these schools, they have played each other every year since the 05-06 season, and the Lakeview Lakers really hold the edge there. It's 10 match wins to 4 match wins, including two straight, and Lakeview has won 8 of the last 10 matchups between these two schools. Last year, it was 25-20. 25-22, 22-25, and 25-20 were those match scores as the Lakers won it by a score of 3-1. Lakers last year got off to a great start, won the first three matches, then kind of played 500 through the end, through the middle of part of the season, as mentioned, had a nice end of the season last year going into the playoffs. Since the 05-06 season, this Lakeview Laker team has gone 185 and 155. That's a 54% winning percentage. They've had 8 winning seasons, 4 losing seasons. Last year was a winning season for them, again, at 15-13 on the season. And although two of their last seasons have been losing seasons for the Lakeview Lakers, again, they turned it around last year with that nice winning season last year. And again, I was looking to continue great success this year as well. As again, a big group of seniors and juniors, a lot of gals that have played some volleyball for them coming up. They had one 20-plus win season. That was back in the 09 year. No conference championships, but when you're in the same conference and share a conference, I guess, with the likes of the Minneotas and such, not a lot of conference championships can be won in those matches. So, again, they'll be looking to, like I said, to see if they can't take that step up and, and be very, very competitive here in the Camden Conference this year. As you mentioned, out of the last 10 at times, these teams have faced each other. Lakeview has won 8 of those. So overall, since the 05-06 season, though, 4 of those matches have gone 5 sets. So again, always a very, very good competitive matchup between these two teams. Redwood Valley, since the 05-06 season, have gone 185 or 145 and 182. That's a 44% winning percentage. They've had 4 winning seasons, 9 losing seasons. And again, their last winning season was last year when they went 17-14. Three of their last four losing seasons, though, including 2017 when they went 12-17. Best season through that streak was the 2014 season. They went 11-6. Played a couple of games in tournaments, defeated GFW and also Morris area, and then lost to New London Spicer 3-love back in that 04 or the 2014 season. Should mention the Lakeview Lakers. Their best season going back through the since 05-06 was the 08 season when they were 20-8 on that year. And again, 1-1 in the tournaments, defeating Wabasso in the first round 3-2, and then they lost to KMS by a score of 3-2 back in that 08 season. Up to senior leadership on this Lakeview Laker team, Redwood Valley with lots of experience coming back. A little bit short on the senior side, if you will, as they have only three seniors. They got six juniors, though, and a sophomore. Lakeview Lakers with five seniors, seven juniors, and a sophomore. Each team will be starting a sophomore in their starting lineup. So, again, very similar starting lineups as far as age-wise between these two teams. B-Squad tonight, we should mention that. The B-Squad was won tonight by Lakers. They won that two straight. Won the first one 25-14. Very competitive. Second set there, 25-21 was that final score in favor of the Lakeview Lakers. But to Redwood Valley Cardinals, it's the Lakeview Lakers as we get the lid lifter to the 2019 fall sports season here tonight on KLGR 1490 AM and 95.9 FM KLGR. We will pause with your starters in the start of tonight's matchup. That's coming up in 2 minutes here on KLGR 1490 AM, 95.9 FM, and along the World Wide Web at myklgr.com. Back in two. Welcome back to Cottonwood, home of the Lakeview Lakers, where the Lakeview Lakers host the Redwood Valley Cardinals tonight in volleyball action here tonight here on KLGR 1490 AM and 95.9 FM, KLGR. Starting lineups being introduced to start first with Redwood Valley. They are the visitors in the scoreboard again, coming off a record last year of 17-14. They again with three seniors, six juniors, and a sophomore, and they will start two seniors. Senior starters for Redwood Valley include Leah Earlbeck, a 6-foot senior, and she will be a right side hitter, and the other starter is Alexa Steffel, a middle hitter. She at 5'10". Three junior starters for Redwood Valley: Hannah Schenken, the setter, at 5'8". A.J. Gugisberg, the libero player, will be at 5'7", and Haley Garment, middle hitter, at 6-foot even, and then the one sophomore starter for Redwood Valley is Kate Arnes. Arnes, a 5'7" outside hitter. So again, for Redwood Valley starting type, will be Schenken, Gugisberg, Garman, also a Steffel, Aaron Arnes, and Leah Urbeck. Head coach of the Redwood Valley Cardinals is Taya Lindell. No, they didn't hire a new coach. Taya getting married over the summer. Congratulations to her. Assisted this year by Courtney Bergeson and Callie Chesbrough. Nice little video board here in the lake. They had a nice little start to their season with some pictures of the girls practicing, a little highlight reel and such. Very, very, very impressive. Fort Lakeview Lakers, five seniors, seven juniors with sophomores, start three seniors. Senior starters include Caitlin Fisher, who's setter at 5'5". Leanne Stenzer, right side hitter at 5'8", and Savannah Rausch, the middle hitter at 5'8". Two junior starters and Savannah Luwagi, 5'7" outside hitter. Gianna Ines, an outside hitter at 5'4". And one sophomore starter is Bradlin Ginefke. Ginefke at 5'8" is a middle hitter. So again, Ginefke, Luwagi, Ines, Stensrud, Rausch, and Fisher. Head coach of Lakeview Lakers, that is Stephanie Hennen, assisted by Whitney St. Aubin and Dana Peterson. As mentioned before, as far as age, Lakeview Lakers with a little bit of an experience edge there, although, as I mentioned, the Redwood Valley, the Cardinal girls, lots of experience. And for Lakeview Lakers, again, with great senior leadership and such, not quite as tall as Redwood Valley Cardinals. That'll be the one thing they'll take interest or be note of. Again, Redwood Valley a little bit taller across the front line than Lakeview Lakers. Volleyball, though, that really doesn't mean a whole lot. Again, you got to be explosive off the floor. As long as you get off the floor and attack the ball, that's really, really all that matters. And again, these gals, again, both sides of the net do a fantastic job of that. Redwood Valley with red tops, black numerals, white outline. Redwood Valley across the back with the black volleyball shirt. Lakeview with black tops, blue numerals, and a white outline. by the Lakers across the chest in the black volleyball shorts. Just to refresh you again, if you are wondering again, volleyball, they're up to 25, got to win by two. Score, it's rally scoring, so you score at every point. And if it does get to a fifth and decider, that, of course, Larian got to win by two. And if it gets to a fifth set, we play to 15. We play to 25, except that fifth set again, if it goes there, it's to 15. Frederick Valley serving from left to right across the court here this first set. They feel in the right court. Serving court will be Redwood Valley. Now the left court. The left court, I believe, tonight is the serving court. Both teams using a libero, so they bring the libero in for Lakeview Lakers. That is Sydney Geiselt. She with the white jersey, and for Redwood Valley in the black jersey. Playing the libero. I believe it's A.J. Gugelser. Right court will be the serving court. So it's Lakeview Lakers with the serve to start this one off. As we got the fall sports season served up here. And a good serve by the Lakers. Redwood Valley will pass over the top. Free ball right away for the Lakers. It's a set up backside. Tip over the top. And that is over the top of the block and down for the kill. Picking up the kill there was Liam Finzer. The Lakeview Lakers pick up the first point of the season. Another good solid serve. Set goes over the left side for Redwood Valley. Down left line. And lacing that ace was Kate Arntz. So each team now with a kill. Redwood Valley will be bringing in the substitution now. And we're bringing in Aubrey Hicks to serve. A 1-1 first set. Hicks from the traditional right side sends it down the middle. So a miscommunication in the back row, and that'll be an ace for Aubrey Hicks. And Redwood Valley now leads by a score of 2-1. Their first lead of the season. These teams are so evenly matched again, it could very, very well go five here tonight. Looking for a touch there? No. That one's sailed long by Savannah Lou Bodgy. Attacking error, and a point for Redwood Valley. 3-1 lead for the Cardinals. Again, they continue with the serve. Pass over the top. Redwood Valley will set up quick middle for Garmin. She pounds it down. Lakers, though, with the... At least keep it up off the floor. It's about a kill shot and a nice attack there by Garmin. Redwood Valley continues with the lead here, 4-1. This again coming on the serve of Rubisberg. Or actually Aubrey Hicks. Another good solid serve by Hicks right down the middle. Lakers set up. They go left side with it off the block. Redwood Valley though with the dig. Pass it up in the middle and attack over and put down nicely by Garmin. And didn't go up and attack like she normally did. It was kind of falling away from it. Put enough on it, though, to get it over the top and to put it down for Redwood Valley. 5-1 Redwood Valley lead. First set action. Set again goes back left side off the block, and that's down. Off the block. Kill shot there for Savannah Roush. Side out the Lakers, 2-5. Serve over the left side. Redwood Valley sets it up. They're left. Tack it over and dug by the Lakers. Lakers now they'll set. They go left side. Tap on the top. Block back by Redwood Valley and pass over the top now. So free ball for Redwood Valley. They'll set up. They go right side. That's off the block. Dug out again by the Lakers. Lakers will set up again. Backside, left side, off the block and down. Another curious shot there. That one for Liam Finzrud. Her second. 3-5. Redwood Valley getting their serve-receive all set here. Pass get up to the front. Backside, right side, attack over. Lakers, though, nice save. They'll tap it at the top, runs the net, and then stays on the Lakers' side. Attacking air there by Kiana Ines, and Redwood Valley will get the side here, 6-3. Kane Arnes back to serve for Redwood Valley. From the middle, down the middle with the serve. Set goes over right side. Attack there. Redwood Valley with the dig. Still set up. That's for Summers on the left side. She powers it down. The Sydney Summers picks up her first kill, and it is now 7-3 Redwood Valley. Coach Lindahl motioning to Arnes where the serve should go. Floater to the back row. Lakers pass it forward. attack over, and Rebel Valley now they're set up. Then they go now, they go back side and right side where the attack is down. Kill shot is good there for Hannah Schenken. Schenken just sitting up the right side, fired it down, picks up her first kill. It's an 8-3 Redwood Valley lead. Here again, set one. E-Squad tonight, that went to Lakeview Lakers 2-0. On serve, shallow serve dug by the Lakers. Attack over, off the block and down. Nicely done there by Braylon Ganiski. With the kill, gets the side off the Lakers. Now four, serving eight. Ganiski now serves. She goes way over to the left side, sends it over. Webby Valley attacked by Summers, dug by Lakers, tied to the net. But bump it up and pass over, goes off the antenna. So an attacking error on Leanne Stensrud. Ray is side off Webby Valley, 9-4. Third attacking error already on the Lakeview Lakers here in this set. Webby Valley has not had one as of yet. Tip set, or service comes over. Played over, blocked back quickly by Webby Valley. Nice block there by Schenken. Lakers attack again. This time they tip it over the top. Redwood Valley now will set. Again, they go left side. Summers off balance attack thrower. Dug the Lakers. Lakers now set middle. That's good to the floor. Braden Ganiski with a couple of serves. It was Kiana Hyans that came out last time. Ganiski stayed out there. Picks up another kill for a second. And side out. 5-9. Dan Stensrud would serve from the right side. Redwood Valley sets again right. Goes cross court and missing wide right. Attacking there on Hannah Schenken. Redwood Valley first attacking here. Lakers pick up a point. 6-9. Net serve came over. Redwood Valley plays it. Tacked over and buried in the back row. Off balance attack, but nicely put down there by Alexa Steffel. Redwood Valley really spreading the wealth around here. Five kills from five separate girls. 10-6, Schenken back to serve. Pass goes up the front in the middle. Coming out over and finding open floor in the back row is Ganiski, her third kill. Quickly a side out there for Lakers, 7-10. Redwood Valley went on that 5-0 service run to open up that 4-point lead. Lakers have taken a couple off of that lead now as they serve. Jump serve, but up into the net for Ganiski. So quick side out for Redwood Valley, 11-7. Summers back to serve for Redwood Valley. Again, from the middle, down the middle with it. Tight to the net, tipped over, off the block, and down. Nicely done there by Fisher. Caitlin Fisher again, right to the net. Decided to take matters in her own hand, attacked it over and found it off a Redwood Valley defender for the kill. 8-11, strong serve. Redwood Valley bumps it up, passes it forward as they roll it over the top. Now the Lakers will set up. They go left side, attack, blocked enough for Redwood Valley. Lakers again will reload, pass it over deep. Redwood Valley, watch that one, goes long and out of bounds. 12-8. A.J. Gugisberg serving for Redwood Valley. She getting the libero player. Lakers set up again middle. It's off the block and down. Nice middle attack there for Savannah Roush. Her second kill. 8-12. 9-12. Lakers with the serve. 9-12. Left side attack, dug out, into the net. Who was in the net? Redwood Valley in the net. To the net violation. Lakers with a point, 10-12. They've been back to as close as they've been now since the get-go here, just 2 points. Quick set to middle, Garmin takes care of it, but she might have been in the net. So Haley Garmin, as she powered that one down, got all tangled up in the net. It's 11-10. Lakers now back with a one in the serve. Attack there by Erlbeck, dug out by the Lakers. Lakers will send it back over. Ready to go again. Will set it up at the net. Middle for Garmin. Lakers hit it in the net. Garmin kill shot is good. Her second. 11 serving, or 13 serving 11 now. Redden Valley again back with the serve. Throwback will sit down. Coming in to serve for her will be Aubrey Hicks. Yeah, that nice long service run to start the match for Redden Valley. Nice big one back row by Summers. Back over, misses low wide right. Missed if there by Kate Arndt. First, second attacking error for Redwood Valley. Isel to go back and serve for the Lakers. It's 12-13. Big attack. A big kill once again for Garmin. Quick side out for Redwood Valley. 14-12. Kate Arndt go in and serve now for Redwood Valley. Shallow serve, dug nicely, played over by one by Lakers, tap back over by Redwood Valley, and back over now by Lakers on one. So Redwood Valley will set up. Left side, Summers pounds it down on the block. Punishes Ganeski without attack. Her second kill. Point Redwood Valley here, 15-12. Arndt serve over to the right side. Played across the back row, attack to the back row, dug by Redwood Valley. Redwood Valley sets. Middle. Back row attack is sent over by Arndt, dug by the Lakers. Lakers now off balance, will pass over the top. Three ball for Redwood Valley. Hicks steps up at net, punched over by Schenken. Schenken gets it over. Lakers, though, with the dig, and they'll set it up. That's attacked over and off the block. Redwood Valley scrambling. They play back over. Three ball again for Lakeview Lakers. They'll reload. Left side attack is down. Leanne Finzrew picks up her third kill. Very nice, strong attack for Leanne on that one. 13-15. Lakers back within two here. As Kiana Imes will serve, she moves over to the far left side. And you can serve from anywhere behind that line. Attack by Summers, dug by the Lakers, but they hit into the net. They're not a kill shot, but a nice attack there by Summers. Fred Valley to side out here, 16-13. Haley Garmin back to serve for Redwood Valley. Lakers half to the top, the free ball for Redwood Valley. Set again, left side. Schenken attack, kills. Anna's second kill. Redwood Valley a point and a timeout. He was taken by the Lakeview Lakers, so we'll take a break as well. On our scoreboard, brought to you, of course, by Daktronics. It is 17-13 Redwood Valley. We'll come back after this 30-second timeout here on KLGR. 17-13, Redwood Valley lead here as the Cardinals will come back with the serve after timeout. Lakers, of course, looking for that side out after the timeout here to see if they can stem the tide. They've gotten it back to within one. That's trailing early by four. That's one. Now lead again is thrown back to four. So Redwood Valley looking for the largest lead here in the first set. That serve sails out wide left. So service error. Lakers will serve, 14-17. Attack there, dug out by the Lakers. Big attack, big swing, and a put away. Can't breathe, Bradlin Ganeski. First fourth kill. And Lakers back within two here in a set, 15-17. Redwood Valley will set up again. They go right side to Schenken, dug out by the Lakers. Comes over though on one, so Redwood Valley again will reset. Now they load up left side for Summers and dug by the Lakers. Diving set, passed over by Lakers. Redwood Valley once again, now they'll try middle. Dug out again by the Lakers. Big attack, put away, nicely done. Battle Luaji. Lakers sending back everything Redwood Valley's way. They tried left, they tried right, they tried middle. Defense there. And the Lakers back within one again here at 16, serving 17. Leanne Stensrud serve. Beats up Arndt in the back row as the ball came up high and she almost caught it. And the Lakers have tied things up. So just like that, there's another timeout on the court. So we are going to take a break as well. Your Daktronics scoreboard reads 17 all. We'll come back to Cottonwood after this 30-second timeout. Lakers in the midst of a 3-0 service run as they serve after the timeout. Red Deer Valley trying to put a stop to this run. Get the lead back. Tied at 17-all. Quickly in the middle. Tap over the top. Double hit on Shankin. As that ball came over, I don't think he's expecting it to come over like that. Ganiski kind of just touched it over the top instead of powered it down. 18-17. Lakeview Lakers just their second lead since they led 1-0. Summers with a tap over the top. Block is there, but that won't go up into the shooting section. So Sydney Summers picks up her third kill. 18-all. Race to 25. And in the words of Sarah Brown or George Jones, they want it. The race is on. Shankin back to serve. 18-18. First set action from Cottonwood. That goes to the left side, blocked back by Earlbeck. Pass quickly back over to Lakers. Now the Red Deer Valley Cardinals will tap it over the top and putting it down. Reaching up and sending it down is Alexa Steffel. Picks up her second kill. Red Deer Valley with a point now and a 19-18 lead. Junior Shankin plays it over. Pass over on two by the Lakers. Red Deer Valley though there. Nice dig by Hicks. Red Deer Valley playing across the court. Earlbeck able to get it just over the top of the net. Lakers will send it back over in the free ball for Redwood Valley. They'll set up left side. Summers, big swing off the block and down. Sydney Summers now with four kills for Redwood Valley. 2018 Redwood Valley lead here in set number one. Arns directing traffic in front of her. Almost a straight line in front of the server Shankin. They go into motion. Block the net, and that's put down nicely. But the block of the net there was Alexa Steffel. First block for either team, and a point for Redwood Valley. 21-18. Nice little 3-0 run for Redwood Valley to answer back after Lakers had gone on that run to tie things up. Pass over the top, Ganiski, dug by Redwood Valley. Bump set by Guggisberg over to Summers. She'll attack it over, dug out by Lakers. Lakers will set up. That's a big swing right down the line. Shot good. Sawaji picks up her second kill. And a good time for Lakers. Pick that one up. Extend the tide here for Redwood Valley. As they've again now within two, 19-21. As Bradlin Ganiski, sophomore, Lakers, puts it in play. Redwood Valley from the back row for Guggisberg, dug by the Lakers. Lakers will set net. Tapped over. Came back over. Redwood Valley puts it over and one. Lakers again will reload. Big strong attack. Hits the Seekers up and they'll stay down. Luwaji with her third kill. 20-21. Lakers getting back within one. Dendrude with actually with that running serve as Ganiski put it into the net. That jump serving, and that's that, you know, one where, again, it's, you know, you may pick up a few aces, but, again, you may pick up some of the errors as well. Risk-reward type of action. Redwood Valley having tough getting that one back over. I think they called it a kill shot, and they have done so. Giving to Stenzer now her fourth. 22-21, and we're all tied up now at 22-all. No, Redwood Valley with the point. So they lead here 23-21. Attack there off the block and down. Kiana Himes picking up the kill. Her first. 22-23. Set over in two. Lakers send it back in one. Redwood Valley will set net left side. Arn misses wide right. Cross court attempt. A little too strong. Redwood Valley will take a timeout here. We're going to keep it right here. We're at 23-all here in set number one. Between the Lakers and the Redwood Valley Cardinals. Coverage of volleyball and fall sports and sports all season long here on KLJR 1490 AM. 95.9 FM, KLJR, the sponsors include the Lower Sioux Police Department, Schmidt Construction, Wheelboard Ford, Laser Truck and Trailer, Wheel and Bus Lines. Talked to Mike earlier here tonight. And, of course, Webb County American Dairy Association. Concludes the match. We'll have through the Dairy Association players up. We'll announce one from each team. We'll tell you who they are in our post game right here on KLGR. Weather Valley had the early lead in this one. The Lakers have been able to keep answering back. And now a team needs to put two together. He's got to win by two. As of late, it's been kind of hard to come by. Two straight points for these teams. Again, they've been playing some quick side out here. Caitlin Fisher serves for Lakers down the right side. Heather Valley sets the middle for Garmin and comes to the floor. 4-0 for Garmin. Heather Valley gets the timeout after, or the side out after the timeout. Need one here to pick up this first set win. They'll send in Aubrey Hicks. Lakers pass to the top, chance for Heather Valley. Quick set middle. Garmin pounds to the floor. Lakers there with the deal. Dig though. Pass it over. They didn't quite get the floor. Nice dig by the Lakers. Garmin passes it over the top. Now a tap over for the Lakers. Tied the net. Joust one there by Garmin, and she's able to find the open floor on the Lakers side of the net. And Redwood Valley picks up that first set win here tonight by a final score of 25-23. So Redwood Valley takes the first set, 25-23. We will take a one-minute timeout and come back and get you with set number two. That's coming up here on KLGR, 1490 AM, 95.9 FM, KLGR. We'll come back in 1 minute. Redwood Valley picking up a first set win, 25-23. They were able to race out after a side out, went up to a 5-1 lead. Lakers kept battling back, got it back to 1 at 11-12 on the serve. Got a side out. Redwood Valley then lead grew back to 4 at 17-13. Lakers came back on a little 5-0 run to take an 18-17 lead. Redwood Valley though was able to come back. A little 3-0 service run for themselves to go up 21-18. Lakers got it back again to within 1. Actually, I think they did tie things up at 21-all, and then Redwood Valley got a point to go up ahead 22-21. And was able to close out the victory here by score 25-23. Lakers out hitting Redwood Valley here in this first set, 16-14. Lakers with 3 attacking errors, Redwood Valley 2. Redwood Valley 2 blocks, Lakers had none. Redwood Valley also has a service ace and a service error and 2 service errors on the Lakeview Lakers. Leading the attack for Lakers, Bradlyn Ganifke. She with 5 kills, 4 for Leanne Stensrud. 3 for Savannah Luwagi, 2 for Savannah Roush. Then the way for Redwood Valley is Haley Garmin with 5. Sydney Summers had 4. Then 2 each for Hannah Schenken and Alexa Steffel. Ace block for Steffel and Arnes for Redwood Valley. They serve for Hooks for Redwood Valley. Teams will trade sides, and although Redwood Valley won the first set, they'll get the serve up set number 2 here. So they'll be in the right court. That again is the serving court here this evening. Nice crowd here tonight for this lid lifter to the season. Big student section here for Lakeview Lakers enjoying this one here tonight. I had seen a gal here earlier tonight who had a different shirt on. Then I saw her come back with a more Noah jersey. And then I saw her come back later with a Smith jersey, the Minnesota Vikings. No, it's 2 girls. They look very, very similar. So I don't know if one of them actually changed. And it was just those 2 that are playing some tricks on me, or if there's actually 3 gals who look very, very similar. That I have not been able to decipher. Nonetheless, we're into set number 2. Redwood Valley serves it up. Tack played over by the Lakers. Redwood Valley, they'll set up. They go again left side. Arms with a big swing, but dug by the Lakers. Lakers, they'll set up left side. That's over. Redwood Valley with a nice dig. Pass again over the top. Lakers will set up right side, coming in back door. Attack the dug out by Redwood Valley. Garmin just taps it over. She couldn't get there in time. So Lakers will attack. Set again from left side. And nice dig by Redwood Valley. Boy, great defense left side. Arnes big full swing. Dig by Redwood Valley. for the Lakers. Lakers attack it over it again, dug by Redridge Allen. Back row pass for Summers. Dug off the Lakers. Ties the net, set over in two. Redridge Allen there. They'll set up. Middle again, Garmin. But I think it's going to be left. Left on the set that time to Garmin. So not a clean set that time for Redwood Valley. Lift on Garmin and a start off for Lakers. They lead here 1-0 here in set number two. Redwood Valley with a kill shot there. Robot picks up her first kill tonight. We're tied up at one apiece. Aubrey Hicks go back to serve for Redwood Valley. She went on that long service run in that first set. Kind of got Redwood Valley set up there. There she starts off the second set with an ace serve. Second ace serve for Hicks. 2-1 Redwood Valley. Set number two. Solid serve down the middle. Lakers are there. They'll set it up. Attack. Cut over and down. Pinpoint accuracy that time by Stinsru. Just kind of slipped the defense. Picks up her fifth kill. A quick side out the Lakers here, 2-2. The Lakers able to get that quick side out in the second set here, something they were not able to do in that first set. Schenken passes it over. Lakers set up. Right side attack. Off the block and down. Sends her a couple of quick kills for her. Now she's got six. 3-2. Laker lead. Good solid serve once again for the Lakers. Redwood Valley attacks it over. Schenken plays it over. Redwood Valley on the attack. Quick middle. Tap over the top. Dug by Redwood Valley. Redwood Valley now quick set middle. Garmin pounds it down to the block and out. So Garmin picks up her sixth kill. Redwood Valley that quick side out here. 3-3 in the second set. Six kills for Cali here tonight. That's played over to the right side. Redwood Valley there, or the Lakers there, tapping over the top and putting it down. Stinsrud has been pounding that time, just a little cut shot over the top. Sweetly off the defender down for his seventh kill. 4-3, Lakers lead. Teams going back and forth lead. Garmin, big swing. That Lakers in the net, so Redwood Valley gets the point. We're at fours. The side out. Garvin back to serve for Redwood Valley. From the right side over to the Lakers left. Quick set right to the floor and down. Two hitter for Stinsrud. She attacking the ball. Ball hitting the floor. Point over. Eight kills for Stinsrud. That was just there's just no way you can block that. That happened so quickly. You just tip their hat to the Lakers and take a good shot. Now Stensrud serving, picks up an ace serve off of Redwood Valley defenders. Liz Stensrud really picking up her game here in the second set. 6-4 Laker lead. Stensrud serve right down the middle once again. Redwood Valley pass comes upward. Summers comes up. Stensrud go wide left. Putting Summers backing error. Lakers continue with the serve here. 7-4. Another good strong serve by Stenzer. The Redwood Valley plays it over. Lakers will set up. That goes left side attack there. Again, that's off the block and down. Nwaji now picks up her fourth kill. Lakers in a little bit of a groove here. 8-4. Redwood Valley may need a timeout here. Might have to take that early timeout to see this stem to tide here. Back row attack by Summers, dug by Lakers, so they were one. Didn't come over though, it's the Lakers' side. So they had to get the side out. The Redwood Valley Cardinals do, 5-8. Schenken back to serve, Roback back in to play across the front for Redwood Valley. Attack there, cross court, dug by Redwood Valley. Set at the net for Schenken. Summers tries to pop it over the top. It comes up a little short. And a quick side out there for Lakers. 9-5. Running jump serve for Ganicki. played over by Red Deer Valley. Quick attack over by the Lakers. Set up by Red Deer Valley. Red Deer Valley tried. Blocked back. Red Deer Valley called for a lift. So Roush with that attack. Block at the net. Picked up the point. 10 serving 5. Lakers. Set 2. As the service air on Ganifsky serves a wide left. Soften now, get a little blow of the bench as they bring back in the libero. Make a zoom. Somersault misses wide right on the serve. Service air for Redwood Valley. The ball goes right back to Lakers on the side out here. 11-6. Also the jump serve there. Put into play. Pass over by Redwood Valley. 2. Pass back by the Lakers on 1. Redwood Valley sets up left side. Attacked over. Dug by the Lakers. Lakers back row attack. Finding open floor across the net was Lawaji. Her fifth kill. She had that jump serve and got it started. And the Lakers up to a 12-6 lead here in set number 2. Time on the floor by the Redwood Valley Cardinals. On your Daktronics scoreboard, the scoreboard reads Lakers 12 and Cardinals 6. We'll come back to Cottonwood after this 1 minute timeout here on 977 Jack FM. Service ace for Luwaji after the timeout, and then she serves one in the net. So she gives up a service ace and then a service error, and Red Deer Valley does get the side out here, trailing now by a score of 13-7. We'll have the serve. It will be 7-13. Darwin back to serve for Redwood Valley. Down the right side with it. Lakers set up over the left. Set over by the Cardinals. Cardinals will set up middle. Block back. Set out of bounds. Clearly Garmin with kill number 7 off the block. Redder Valley back within 5 here at 8-13. Did not get the side out after the timeout. Again, actually got one quickly after that. Now back to within 5 here. And that one does not go over the top of the net. Stays on Lakeview's side. So passing air on the Lakers. Point Redder Valley. 9-13. Cardinals took the first set by a score 25-23. Lakers looking to even up this match, making the best 2 out of 3 affair. Said earlier, this one could certainly go 5, and it has all the makings of that. Tapped over by the Lakers. Red Deer Valley, Dave Arnes taps it over. Lakers covering. Passed over the top, and Red Deer Valley with it. Scrambling. Back to attack by Gugelsberg, dug by the Lakers. Lakers set net, middle, blocked back by Garmin. Lakers reload, left side with it, tack, blocked back by Garmin. Or Earlbeck. I think it was Garmin, though, that actually got up there and knocked it back down. Missed call on the Lakers. So with Redwood Valley's height, they are going to give teams fits. Can roll out 3 6-footers, Garmin, Earlbeck. Also, I think Van He, I think they list her at 6 foot. That is just a lot of height to contend with and makes it tough on the opposing offenses when you got that much standing in front of you to try to get skills past. Redwood Valley attacks it over and dug by the Lakers. Lakers will set middle. Tap over the top of the block. That's how we get by that away from that. Throw it back with the attack. Block back and down. Coming that one up to was Roush. He got the block to go down to Redwood Valley's side in the side outs. 14-10. Good strong serve for the Lakers. Garmin sets up back row. Summers dug by the Lakers. Lakers will set up left side. Attack there. Goes cross court. I think it might have been touched. That's what they go with is the touch. Spencer picks up kill number 9. Coach Lindahl questioning the officials that just to make sure that it was a touch. And they give her the affirmative sign. 15-10 cross court kill for Arnes. Gets the side out. Second kill for Arnes. Red Deer Valley at the side out, trailing by 4, 11-15. Kicks back into serve for Redwood Valley. Good strong serve. Lakers set up net. Tacker spins in, painting the back line. Her 10th kill. I think she's had 6 this set. 16-11. Lakers. Redford Valley passes it forward and passed over. Free ball, Lakers. Lakers sit up, backside, attacks out by Redford Valley. Redford Valley scrambling, pass it back over. Again, free ball, Lakers. They reload, middle, attack. This is wide left. Hitting air on Ganiski. Redford Valley with the side out, 12 serving 16. Lakers thought that was maybe touched. Setting up left side again, Ganiski goes cross court, dug by Redwood Valley. It's into the net. Redwood Valley able to play it over though. Lakers free ball. Kick, quick middle. Ganiski pulls it down on the block and good. So Brandlin Ganiski, sixth kill for her. 17-12. Lakers. Redwood Valley. The attack and down. Summers picks up kill number five and a quick side out for Redwood Valley, 13-17. Redwood Valley has got to go on a little bit of a run here. They can't play side out with the Lakers right now because they'll run out of side outs for you to get to the lead or the set point. Garmin serve. Ties the net. Lakers unable to get it over. 14-17 Redwood Valley. Back within three. Garmin serve once again from the traditional right side, down the center with it. Comes over one, Redwood Valley plays it back over. Redwood Valley back over in one, now Lakers attack back, and now Redwood Valley passes over in one. Lakers now will set. Left side attacks across the block and down. Savannah Luwaji picks up her sixth kill. 18-14. Sends her to serve. From the right side, right down the right line. Redwood Valley attacks. That's power down, painted back row. Summers, no doubt about it, her sixth kill. And a quick side out for Redwood Valley here, 15 serving 18. Schenken back to serve. Lakers set up at the net. Coming around back door with it, attacked by Ganiski, dug by Redwood Valley. Redwood Valley will set up Summers left side. Looks in a good spot. Lakers was unable to get it back cleanly. Summers with kill number seven for Redwood Valley. Ties team high honors with Garmin, each with seven. Redwood Valley back to within two here at 16-18. Redwood Valley looking to take a commanding. Two sets to none lead this one. Played over by Lakers, blocked back by Redwood Valley. Lakers set up now. Back row attack for Stensrud, dug by Redwood Valley. Pass the front. Tapped over by Erlbeck and dug by Lakers. Lakers will set up left side. Powered over into an FO Redwood Valley. For point four, Lakers, 19-16. Bradlin getting a nifty will serve. Very impressive sophomore. You can tell she plays quite a bit of volleyball. Very polished for just a sophomore. Powers it over on the serve. Redwood Valley sets up Summers on the right side. She's just so long. I thought she buried it in the back row. But that one stayed long on her. Attacking air on Summers. It's 2016 Lakers. And again, a timeout is taken by the Lakeview Lakers. So once again, let's take a break as well. On your Daktronics scoreboard, scoreboard reads Lakers 20, Redwood Valley 16. We'll come back to Cottonwood after this 1 minute timeout here on KLGR. Lakers with the serve. Redwood Valley plays it over. Tight at the net. Played back over by the Lakers. Now Redwood Valley will set it up. Pass over by Summers. Free ball, but missed in the back row by Ganiski. Might have taken her eye off of it. So Redwood Valley gets that side out after timeout. They've done that twice. Are there four timeouts? 17-20, Redwood Valley. Summers serve. Goes over the right side, dug by Lakers. Pass there, puts up nicely. Two-hitter for Savannah Roush. Quick side out, 21-17 Lakers. Stay four away from tying this matchup. Back to serve, and again that running serve for Savannah Luwaji. Redwood Valley sets up, Earl Beck punishes the ball. This is a wide left. Leah getting a full swing on it and too much of it. 22-17, but an up serve for Nwaji gives it back to Redwood Valley. So the 18 serving 22, Gugisberg to serve for Redwood Valley. AJ from the right side. Floating serve, Lakers will attack. Coming up back door, attacked over, around the net. So they hit on Redwood Valley. Taya now coming over. Thought the first one was a block and then the attack over. Coach Lindahl not getting the coaches or the officials' approval on that one. 23-18, diving. See you there by Schenken. Keeps the eye for Redwood Valley as they get it over. Lakers attack. Played over. Redwood Valley now sets up. Arns. Tape shot comes over. Goes wide left. And now they're going to say it's out of bounds. So Arns called for a attacking error. Good serve by Lakers. And again, this one coming left side. Redwood Valley looking for the touch, and they're going to say this is wide to left. So Garmin doesn't get the benefit of the call. Redwood Valley with a couple of calls not going their way here at the end of this set, and the Lakers are able to close out the set. It's ATG to Redwood Valley here in this second score set by a score of 25-18. So Redwood Valley's taken a two set, we're tied up at a set apiece here as one team. Each team winning a set here. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, get you ready for set number three, the all-important dual momentum builder. We'll come back for you after this 90-second timeout here on KLGR. Well, the Lake New Lakers have come back to tie this matchup at a set apiece as you're listening to non-conference volleyball on KLGR 1490 AM, 95.9 FM KLGR, and also along the World Wide Web at myklgr.com. Cardinals took the first set by a score of 25-23. Lakers got out to an early lead in this one. Redwood Valley kept coming back, was as close as three late at 17-20. Then Lakers went on that one, a couple of attacking errors for Redwood Valley, and the Lakers won the second one by a score of 25-18. Lakers out hitting the Cardinals 25-21 in the kill category. Liam Sensry with 10 kills. 6 for Savannah Luwagi and 6 for Bray and Lunganicki. 7 kills each for Sydney Summers and Haley Garman for Redwood Valley. Redwood Valley with 6 attacking errors for those coming in late in that second set. As Lakers were able to turn those into a set win and tied up at a set apiece. So each team that's had the serve to start with has lost the set here. Lakers back in that serving court, the right court, right? The receiving court has been the winning side of the net thus far here tonight. We're tied up at a set of feet. So Redwood Valley going to try to just erase that end of that last set and see if they can't get things going again. Lakers trying to capitalize on that and continue to see if they can continue to roll. That's played out of bounds. So it's going to be actually 4 hits on the Lakers. So Redwood Valley will get the first point of the third set. First time tonight the Redwood Valley has won the first set of the first set point. As the Cardinals serve it over, Lakers attack. Dug by Redwood Valley. Does the net. Set goes left side. Arns blocked back by the Lakers. Chows the net. Getting that one over was the Lakers, and now it comes back over Redwood Valley's side, but they're going to say that too much of the ball in that attack by Redwood Valley, attacking air, and it's a point the Lakers were tied at one apiece. Took that attack too far back, ended up carrying, kind of throwing the ball over. That's attacking that by Redwood Valley, and a point for the Lakers. They lead now 2-1 here in set number three. Always call this those momentum builders set only because, again, many times the team that wins set three wins the match. Garmin with a nice attack, dug by Lakers. Lakers will send it back over. Boy, after that first set, Lakers' defense has been very good. Both teams have played good defense here tonight. They've had some long rallies. Quick in the middle, that's hit too long for Ganiski. She was looking for a touch. I didn't see anything. And the officials concur. 2-2. A desire back with the serve. Arnes from the middle. Down the middle. Ginevsky from left side. And net violation on the Cardinals. Shanking in the net. Side all Lakers. 3-2. Laker lead. So now it's a 2-on-3 affair. Garmin just a tap on the top, finds the open floor. And she just dumps it across the block and a campfire. It's a tip kill for Garmin, her 8th. 3-all as she goes back to serve here for Redwood Valley. Goes over to left side. Summers with a big full swing, but I don't think it ever came over. Well, they're going to credit a block. I think they're going to give the block to Stensrud, and she also goes back to serve here. Redwood Valley plays it over. Now the Lakers will set up the net. Tack over and down off the block there is Lulagi. 5-3 Laker lead here in set number 3. Stensrud serve down the right line. Setting it up. Summers goes cross court. Dug the Lakers. Lakers will set up. Back row attack. Stensrud carries it. Cross and corner left side. So cross court. Back row kill for Leanne Stensrud. 6-3 Laker lead. Stensrud continues to serve. This is wide right. So Redwood Valley gets the side out. 4 serving 6. Further back into play across the front here for Redwood Valley. Shink and serve right down the middle of it. Lakers set up. Left side attack. Over by Luaji, dug by Redwood Valley. Back row attack for Arnes. Nice dig in the back row for Lakers, but they won't return it. Kate picking up her 3rd kill. 5-6. Redwood Valley back to within 1. Coach Lindahl giving instructions to her players. Right down the middle with the serve. Dug by Lakers. Lakers half it over. Free ball again, Redwood Valley. Shankin sets up backside. Oh, back right side kill for Leah. Is good. 2nd kill for Leah Earlbeck. 6-all. So Redwood Valley trailing by 3 earlier in this set have come back to tie things up at 6-all. Continue with the serve. Shankin serve again down the middle with it. Set left side. Attack there for Luaji. Dug by Redwood Valley. Redwood Valley will set left side. Summers tried to send it over. Seemed like just a little bit short. Attacking Aaron Bailey. Summers and side all Lakers. And a 7-6 Laker lead. Kanifke again back to serve. Running jump serve for Bray Lynn. Passed over by Arnes and Lakers will set. Right at the net. Attacked by Luaji. Dug by Redwood Valley. Tight at the net. Going up there, Luaji is putting right back down to Redwood Valley's side. Luaji now with her 8th kill. Coach Lindahl wants to check on the lineup for the rotation to make sure that they're in rotation. As I mentioned before, I never can figure out where anyone's supposed to be. 8-6, as much as they move around. Throw back to the left side off the block of sound. Leah punishing the blocker. Kill shot number 3 for Leah. And 8-7. Redwood Valley, or actually Redwood Valley back to within 1 here. At 7 serving 8. And Summers will go back to serve. And Sydney coming up short. Side out Lakers, 9-7. Running jump serve for Luaji. Redwood Valley able to get it over. Arnes with a good spot for it. Lakers scrambling. Get it back over. Redwood Valley reload. Middle. Tap over the top again. Lakers scrambling. Recover. Stenzer sends it over to the back row. Misses wide left. Boy, great defense there for the Lakers. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Kind of like a pogo stick. Stenzer just sends it a little bit wide left. 8-9. Redwood Valley with the serve. As Gugelsberg to serve for Redwood Valley. See Libero with the black top. And Libero players have to have a totally different jersey than the other teammates. So it can be easily identified. Cross-court kill is good. Senator Roush picks up kill number 4 on a quick side out. Caitlin Fisher, the setter, goes back to serve. Teams trading side outs. It's 4 straight side outs. That's just, you know, that 2-point lead. Big swing. Garmin. And in the net on the follow through. Got a good portion of that time. 11-8 Lakers. Arns. Shot blocked back and down as Roush was waiting for it. Better Roush. For the 8th block, her 3rd, and a timeout is taken as Lakers opening up a little bit of lead here in set number 3. Daktronics scoreboard reads, Lakeview Lakers 12, Redwood Valley 8. They'll come back Cottonwood after this 1-minute timeout. After the timeout, Redwood Valley gets a tip over the top, a kill shot there from Leah Earlbeck, and Redwood Valley gets the side out after the timeout here at 9, serving 12. They follow that up with an ace serve now by Aubrey Hicks. Redwood Valley back within 2 here at 10, serving 12. Hicks again with the serve, right down the middle with it. That goes right side, attacked nicely down by Roush. Got a near hit. So that change of speed, Redwood Valley's blockers got up a little too quickly, and Roush was able to get it over the net for the kill. Hurst is 5th. 13-10 Lakers. Match tied up at a set apiece. Lakers serve with their libero. A punch over top. Redwood Valley with the punch over. Lakers now they'll send it back over. Redwood Valley bump set left side. Arns full swing. Dug out by Lakers. Lakers now they'll set back side. And sending over as Summers nearly gets decapitated. Again, that one played off. They tried to play it over off her chest, and that's tough to do. Stenzer with her 12 kill. 13-10. 14-10 though. Lakers. Geisel continuing to serve for the Lakeview Lakers as the Lakers doing a little housekeeping there, picking up some perspiration off the floor. It's not an extremely warm night tonight, but still again those girls working up a good sweat here in this one. Right side attack by Arns, dug by the Lakers. Lakers will set up. They go right side with the attack. Dug out of Redwood Valley. Reload. Center, Garmin, over, and Lakers again with a dig. They'll go now. Left side as they try to send over. Redwood Valley with a couple of attackers there, but it never came over. As Lakers having a tough time to get it back across the net. Redwood Valley back to within 3 here at 11-14. Lakers had opened up a 3-point lead earlier and it stayed about 2 to 3 points for most of the set. There's a miss hit in the back row and an ace serve for Arns. First ace serve for Kate. Redwood Valley again back within 2, 12-14. Arns serve right down the middle once again. Lakers set up. They go middle. Quick attack down. Leanne Stenzer, boy, they can move her around nicely to really free her up. That's her 13th kill. 15-12, Laker lead. Race again to 25. Tied up at 2 sets apiece. To go to a 5th and decide again, that's played to 15. Miscommunication on Redwood Valley as they're unable to get over. Fifth point there for the Cardinals. Oh, excuse me, for Lakers. 16-12. Miscommunication on Redwood Valley. Again, another good strong serve. Redwood Valley sets net. Summers. Big full swing. Stoning her goal at the net. Was Kudinski. First day's block for Ganeski, and again, Red River Valley going to talk things over as Lakers going to build a five-point lead here. 17-12 is our score on your Daktronics scoreboard. We'll come back to Cottonwood after this 30-second timeout here on KLGR. Well, Red River Valley has been successful on three sideouts after timeouts. We've used all six of their timeouts in the ball of three sets here. And we'd like to make it four to six here and get the send the tide with it. Trailing here now again by five at 17-12. Lakers continue with the serve. Summers passed it up front. She'll get the set and she'll attack it over. Dug by the Lakers. Lakers spot on with her defense. Attack there. Dug off by Redwood Valley. Redwood Valley sits up right side of Schenken. Goes cross-court and comes over. Garmin punishes it. And four hits on the Lakers. Got a kill shot for Haley, but boy, she had a nice swing of that one. So Red River Valley does get the side out after timeout. 13-17. Red River Valley bringing in now Sydney Mertens to serve. She's coming in for Haley Garmin, so Haley could get a blow here. First time I think that Haley's sat down. That's off the block and down, and just a quick drink of water for Haley. She goes right back out there. Kill shot there for Luaji, here number nine. Laker lead. They serve, but that's right into the net. The Sensory comes up short. He's right back to Redwood Valley, 14-18. Redwood Valley again with a good rotation of players. Again, Garmin coming right back out again after a quick streak of water. Going to get a little bit more of a breather. Redwood Valley serve. Sends with another kill. That's Redwood Valley able to block that one over. 19-14. Good strong serve by Ganeski. Redwood Valley plays it. Garmin having good. Oh, actually, Lucas was trying to play from the back row over. Comes up short. 20-14 Lakers. Ganeski, a very, very impressive sophomore player. Right at the net, tapped over, but blocked back and down, waiting for it was Luaji. Her 10th kill. 21-14, Lakers just scoring down here. Tried to take a 2-1 lead. And a jump serve for Ganeski, too strong as it goes out. Red Valley gets the side out. They need to make a run right now. 15-21. Summers with the serve. And Red Valley has no timeouts here, so they have to play this one out. Right in the middle. Attack. Dropping it just short of the back row. It was Roush. Kill shot number six for her, 22-15. Luaji serve again, just a bullet. Redwood Valley picks it up a little bit, slaps that one down on the Lakers' side. Fifth kill now for Leah. She's had a really nice third set. Garmin comes back in. Alexis Steffel sits down. 16-22, Redwood Valley to serve. Scuba serve to do the honors. Serving serve. Lakers set up. Knifed over. Red Valley there. Set the middle for Garmin. Garmin attacks it over. Puts a good spot. We'll give it a kill shot there. Nine now for Garmin. Red Valley serve again. Good serve by Lugisberg. To the left side. The Lakers trying to pass over. Tough angle. Get it over. A little joust the depth. Redwood Valley, they're shanking in the net. 23-17. We're going to go to our mid-match report right after this, so stick around for that if you missed any action. Garmin, big full swing. Nearly decapitates Geisfeld. Kills in for Garmin. Side out, 18-23. Aubrey Hicks coming back in for Redwood Valley serve. Leah Erlbeck will sit back down for Redwood Valley. Aubrey with three ace serves tonight. We'll see why she gets close to the service line. big attack there. Block back and down. Greg Harmon. Haley getting up the floor quickly. Blocks that one. Stones the attack by Lakers. 19-23. Mentioned before, not a lot of seniors in this Redwood Valley squad, but again, they've got a lot of these players underclassmen, lots of experience. So there by Hicks into the net. And a set point, 24-19 Lakers. So put in play, Garmin's big full swing. Lakers try to keep alive. Garmin plays it back over again. And Lakers diving, can't keep alive. Garmin now with kill 11. Couple of quick attacks there by Haley. 20-24. But the Valley needs four in a row here. Do not make a mistake. Lakers will win. Set three. Arms back at the service line. Click in the middle. Sack over. Redwood Valley tries to get it over, but it comes up short. Ganiski is there, and she makes sure that it's not coming back. As she comes over the top and pounds it down, her seventh kill. And it's a 25-20 lead and win for the Lakeview Lakers here in set number two. Or number three. The Lakeview Lakers now have taken 2-1 lead here in this matchup as we go to our mid-match report here on KLGR. Mid-match report being brought to you by sponsors including the Redwood Tire Service, Redwood Falls, Ricky Davis Car Wash, Redwood Falls, Pizza Ranch, Redwood Falls, the Hometown Bank, Matt Smith, the local Edward Jones agent, and by Gordy Service and Sons Babble. All proud sports sponsors here on KLGR 1490 AM and 95.9 FM. KLGR. Redwood Valley took the win in the first set of this one. Again, played a very, very good first set. Was able to pull out a 25-23 win. As Lakers kept coming back, got it close when the Redwood Valley Cardinals able to weather the storm. Lakers got out early in that second set. Ended up winning by a final score of 25-18 as Redwood Valley ran into some trouble, some what they thought were questionable calls toward the end of that set. Kind of slipped away from them. And then now this one again, the Lakers got out early in this one, led by five early. Actually, midway, about 17-12. Red Valley came back, 21-14. Red Valley cut it back, I guess it was 23-17. Got it as close as 23-19 before the Lakers closed it out here, 25-20. Lakers out hitting Redwood Valley in this one in kills. Let's see, 10, 17, 18, 28, 32, 33, 38, 39. 39 kills for Lakers for Redwood Valley. It's 8, 10. 21-23, 28-30. The Lakers with 9 more kills than Redwood Valley, 39-30. Their errors for Lakeview have really come down. They had 3 in the first set. They have 6 now, so they've only had 3 since then. Redwood Valley, conversely, have gone up 3-4, 8-10, although they only had 2 errors that time. 8 blocks, Redwood Valley with 4. 5 for the Lakers. Again, they did not have any in that first set. So it was aces. Lakers still at 2. Redwood Valley with 4. Make it 5. And then a service errors. Redwood Valley at 4. Lakers with 8. And as in the case, it's in the receiving. Actually, no, Lakers won that one on the serving court that time. Since it's in the receiving court that's won all 3 of the matches thus far. But the Lakers are able to hold serve that time when it's a little out of fourth set here with their 2-1 lead. B-Squad earlier tonight, that was won by the Lakeview Lakers. 2-0, very competitive second set. Now the Lakers trying to continue their dual recent dominance over Redwood Valley in this matchup. As I mentioned, series going back to the 05-06 season. If the Lakers can hang on to this one and win this one here tonight, that would be their 11th win compared to only 3 losses. So Redwood Valley in the serving courts need this one to send it to a 5th and side. The Lakers trying to close it out here in 4. As again, Redwood Valley will serve things up. Kubisberg puts it in play. Set goes the middle. Roush attacks down too strong. He's looking for a touch and gets the touch. So, Santa Roush picks up kill number 7. Lakers pick up their first point of set number 4. They've done that three of the four times here tonight. As Caitlin Fisher, the setter, goes back to serve here to serve up set four for the Lakers. She is senior setter and, again, has really been able to show that experience here tonight. Throwback tried to pop it over the top, came up a little short. This is the second attacking error, Leah, 2-0 lead for the Lakers. That's been the largest lead for either team to open up a set. Tack over with the Valley Orange, dug the Lakers. Back row tack, going up and pounding all along. Was Luwagi, her second attacking error. Red Valley with the side out here, one serving two. As Hicks will come in and serve for Red Valley, again, Earlbeck will sit down for Redwood Valley. Hicks serve right down the middle. Lakers set up left side, attack off the antenna. Stensrud misses there. Third attacking error, and Stensrud, we're tied at two. So then Redwood Valley needs this one to send it to a fifth and decider. The Lakers have won two straight after Redwood Valley took the first. Dropping that one over into the campfire. A spin through, just a change of speed, a change of pace. Results the same, her 15th kill. 3-2. Lakeview. Shanking from the right side, dug by Lakers. Lakers, they're set. They go right side. Attack block back by Redwood Valley. Lakers send it back over by Redwood Valley scrambling. Good pass it over. Three ball for Lakers. Set. Middle. Tap over the top. Again, dug by Redwood Valley. Set goes over the right side. Shankin knifes that one over. Lakers will play it over and deep on two. Redwood Valley there. Summers with a nice dig. Pass forward. Attack over by Arnes. Nice digging, diving save there for Lakers. They'll pass it back over. Three ball, Redwood Valley. See if they can take advantage. They go again right side. Shankin, though, kind of getting messed up. Had to pass over the top and hit it wide to the right. Set not expecting where Shankin was hoping for it to go at the kind of change the line, directed out of bounds. 4-2, Lakers with the lead. Good solid serve again by the Lakeview Lakers. Redwood Valley scrambling. Passed over. Goes over to the right side. Shankin puts it back over. Lakers send it back. Lakers now setting it up. That one never came over. That hit stayed on their side. Four hits. Officials here a little confused, but it was four hits in the Lakers. So Redwood Valley will get the side out here. Three serving four. Next serving. Arnes just enough over to get him crawl over the top and fall over. That again, a shot, if you can perfect that, you can make a bunch of money in the pro tour, believe me. Third ace serve tonight for Arnes. And then she promptly puts in the net for a side out. 5-4, Laker lead. Left side serve, front of the play, Redwood Valley. Nice over by Summers. Sets it up, attacked by Stensrud, dug by Redwood Valley. Summers comes back, line shot, good. Summers sitting up left side, directed right down the left line for a kill. Eighth for Sydney here tonight. The tied at five. Again, set four. We're back at it again Tuesday night. Redwood Valley, I believe, is at Laverne, and I'll be in Springfield for Springfield and Red Rock Central. A couple of matches coming up for you. That schedule for the next couple of weeks has been posted. You can find it on the website at myklgi.com. That attack by Summers just goes a little long. So side point for the Lakers. Again, they go up 6-5. Again, they'll set up Summers. She pounds that one down right off the block. So Summers bounces back with a kill shot after that errant shot, her ninth kill tonight. Six apiece as these teams are playing side out, side out. Edgar Valley serve, trying to break the 6-6 tie. Pass is over and good. The spot for that one was Savannah Luwagi, her 11th kill. 7-6, Lakers. She's going to go back and serve. She again with that running jump serve. Risk reward on this. Hasn't been rewarded a whole lot. And that one's hit long. So hitting air on Erlbeck. Eight-six Laker lead. Going up and trying to get that one over and trying to bury it in the corner. Was Alexa Steffel. She missed there. Attacking air. 9-6 Lakers. They have a three-point lead. Couple on the Ganifsky serve. Steffel attacks on over Redwood Valley digs. They set up. That goes over. Dug out by Redwood Valley. Macro attack for Arnes. Comes up short. Lakers now have opened up a 10-6 lead here in this fourth of sets. And Lakers win. It is over. Play deeper, Redwood Valley. Jumps over in two. Nicely dug there by the Lakers. Back, put over to the right side. Well placed there by Savannah Roush for her eighth kill. And it's 11-6, Laker lead. Redwood Valley going to talk things over, see if they can stem the tide here as we go to your Daktronic scoreboard. Scoreboard reads, Lakers 11, Cardinals 6. We'll come back to Cottonwood after this 30-second timeout here on KLGR. Well, the side-out after the timeout's been pretty successful for Redwood Valley. They've won 4 of the 6 times. They're looking to make it 5 out of 7 here. See if they can't slow down this Laker Express. Nifty serving without the whistle. Still do a do-over. Redwood Valley is still trying to get in order. Nifty just thought, well, thought she heard a whistle and was going to go after it. So she'll get to do it all over again. Redwood Valley in line and then again set to the middle. Attack over and down. Steffel picks up her third kill. And they do again. Side out after timeout. Redwood Valley needs to go on a little bit of a run again. They trail here 7-11. Situation where again you're starting to get where you can't trade side outs with side outs because it's going to run out of side outs. Need to go on a little bit of a run. Diving save. Came over and right there. Back up and at it. Stensrud just buries it. Actually, check that. That's Luwagi buries it back row. 12th kill for Savannah Luwagi. Nicely done by Luwagi. 12-7, Lakers. And Luwagi promptly puts in the net with a serve. 8-12, Redwood Valley with the serve as Gukosler comes back in for Redwood Valley. Lakers halfway home in the fourth set here. Burying it right down on the block. Going it up and putting it straight down was Jenna Hines. She just dropped the hammer down on Garmin. Her second kill, 13-8. And serving it into the net. There's air by Geisel. Actually, Caitlin Fisher, the service error. So Redwood Valley back to serve here, 9-13. Serve is deep. Lakers pass it forward, sending it over. Summers at the dig up to Garmin. Garmin pounds down. Kill number it is 12 for Haley. Redwood Valley with the point. 10-13 again, as you mentioned. Need to make a little bit of a run here. Hicks is at the service line. Pass comes over. Garmin taps it right back over. Says thank you very much. 13th kill for Haley. 13-11. Lakers. Redwood Valley that whips the serve back to within two. Hicks serve down the right line. Comes over too far. Lakers are there. Punched over. Redwood Valley for the attack. Arnes. Right side attack is good. Actually from the left. Her fourth kill. 12-13. Lakers will finally use one of their timeouts. They haven't had one since early in that first set. Your Daktronics scoreboard reads 13-12. The Lakeview Lakers on top. We'll come back to Cottonwood after a 30-second timeout here on KLGR. Redwood Valley will continue as a serve. They trail by one, 12-13. Good serve by the Cardinals. They'll set up Spinzoom and show Barry in the back row. Side out after timeout, 14-12. And Redwood Valley now would like a quick side out again. Good solid serve, and that'll be an ace for the Lakers. That's Vinny Geisfeld. Picks up the serve, her first ace serve tonight. 15-12, Redwood Valley needs to side out here. Got to keep things close in this fourth set. They trail 2-1. Right side attack. Good deep, and Redwood Valley picks it up. We have Hannah Schenken with it. Hannah's third kill, and Arnes back to serve. 13, serving 15, and set four. Shallow serve, dug by Lakers. Quick set middle, blocks the net. Stone wall there between Garmin and Summers. I think it was Garmin that actually got the hand on it, her third ace block tonight. 14-15, again, Redwood Valley back within one. Have not been tied here this set. Kanifke over with it on three. Redwood Valley set left side. Summers, big full swing, dug out by Lakers. Lakers still set. They go right side. Too strong there for Stensrud. That goes out the back. For fourth backing here, Redwood Valley has tied things up at 15-all here. First tie in a long time. Redwood Valley trying to break the tie there. Came over. Garmin tried to go up with the block. Send it over. Did not come over, and then she hit it twice. The double hit on Garmin. Side out Lakers, 16-15. Right side, Schenken blocked back by the Lakers. Cardinals sent it back over. That's sent deep. Redwood Valley with the dig. Again, can't play it off the net. Don't think they're the credit as in the net, so there's no one. Kill shot there. 17-15, Laker lead. Good solid serve. Garmin throws swing off the block and down. And Tensor rolls a couple across a couple of times over the Redwood Valley side. Garmin, kill 14. Redwood Valley back to the one here at 16-17. Got the easel equalizer last time they served. Looking to see if they can't get to that and maybe more, but the serve is long and out. As Sydney Merton for the service error. 18-16, Laker lead. Good solid serve, too solid, Stensrud, service error. And Red Valley gets the side out again. 17-18. Shanking back to serve. Floater deep. Lakers play forward. Left side attack. Through the block. Redwood Valley there, though. They'll set up. Set the net. A little back. Big full swing down on the block. Leah's sixth kill. We're tied at 18-all. Leah's played a very good third and fourth set here. Really, it picked up her game nicely. So Redwood Valley trying to break the 18-18 tie. Goes to the back row. Sends it. Buries it. Thought that was a missed hit, but that was on purpose. They got into Stensrud wheelhouse. That was over kill number 16. Well-designed play. 19-18, Lakeview Lake Elite. But Kanifke misses wide left. Gives it right back to Red Valley. 19-19. Sydney Summers back to serve for Redwood Valley. She serves in net. Back to Lakers it goes. Teams are not kind of playing, take advantage of it. It's going to keep away right now, so to speak. 20-19 Lakers. Boy, one team could catch fire here. It certainly helps them out. Snap over the front, sent down for Roush. Her ninth kill, 21-19. Siraji serve, that running jump serve to the left side, buries it in the back, or gets to the back row, Red Devalley will play forward. Last game on the top, going waiting for it was Roush. Savannah, 13th kill. Red Devalley going to try to get the timeout here and get that side out. See if they can extend it to a fifth game as they take a timeout. Your Daktronic scoreboard reads, the Lakers 22, Red Devalley 19 will come back after his 30-second timeout. Lakers win for his last 3 points here of the match. Running jump serve again by Luwagie. Redwood Valley digs it up. Nice over by Earl Beck. Lakers keep it alive. Put it back over. Free ball, Redwood Valley. Left side it goes off the block. Arnes, Lakers there to cover. Good defense. Redwood Valley will reload. Right side, Earl Beck tap over top. Tagged by the Lakers. Lakers now set left side. Attack carried in the back row. Deanna Hines just the third kill, but boy, what a great one. Again, the Lakers sending everything back Redwood Valley's way and then gave them just a little bit of an opening, able to take advantage of it. Two away from the match here, 23-19. Great defense leading this offense here. Next shot, ace for Luwagie. And we're now on match point, 24-19. This is tied at 19-all. Lakers trying to get the last 6 sets of the set and win the match. And that one's into the net. Siraji, that's the way to lose another point. Redwood Valley gets the side out now or never for the Cardinals. 2024, Rubensburg back to serve. She's got to be perfect on 4 or the match is over. First one, played over the top. Lakers set up at the net. Attack, blocked back by Jarman. Again, the Lakers attack. That's off the block and down. As Hines, 2 big kills at the end of this match, and the Lakers win the match here tonight in 4. 25-20 the score here in this fourth set. Very competitive. Lakers drop the first one, come back and win 3. 23-25, 25-18, 25-20, and 25-20. Lakers with the win, 1-0 in the season, and Redwood Valley at 0-1 on the season. We'll come back. Our post game is coming up here on KLGR 1490 AM and 95.9 FM KLGR. We'll come back to Cottonwood after this 3-minute timeout. Welcome back to Cottonwood, where the Lakeview Lakers have defeated the Redwood Valley Cardinals 3 sets to 1 here tonight to pick up this non-conference win here this evening. Find it further that for more than a century, the Minnesota State High School League has sponsored one of the most comprehensive programs of interscholastic activities in the United States. Activities that involve 525 schools, 300,000 students, 23,000 coaches, and 9,000 contest officials and judges. Minnesota State High School League helping students reach their goals in and out of the classroom since 1916. Lakers with that win here tonight. That is their third straight win for the Lakers over the Redwood Valley Cardinals. 11th win in this series that dates back to the 2005-2006 season. And again, I kind of do it the hard way tonight, if you will. Dropped the first set, and then he came back to win 3 straight. Again, those scores tonight, 23-25, 25-18, 25-20, and 25-20. Your match scores here this evening. First game, Redwood Valley, the first set, Redwood Valley got out to that lead. Got the serve right away, side out, went up 5-1, and kind of kept that lead. The Lakers had cut it back and took a lead late, 18-17. Redwood Valley, though, was able to answer back, get a couple of side outs and pick up a 25-23 win in that first set. Second set, Lakers. Kind of back and forth. Lakers got out to an 8-4 lead at one time, grew it to 13-6, and Redwood Valley made a couple of runs at them, but again, we're not able to kind of get over the hump in that one, and they pick up the win in that second set. Lakers do. Tied things up at 1 apiece by a score of 25-18. Redwood Valley with some, I'm sure if you talk to Coach Lindahl, probably thought it's a couple of questionable calls that didn't go away late in that second set. Kind of slipped away from Lakers, took advantage of it, again picks up the win. Third set, kind of the same thing. Lakers able to build a little bit of a lead. Redwood Valley was able to come back. Lakers, though, able to pull out that third set, 25-20. And then here in the fourth set, same situation. Early, close, very, very early on. Lakers went on a little bit of a run. As a matter of fact, went up 11-6. And was able to, when that 5-point win or edge there, Redwood Valley got back to within, to tie things up at 15-all, tied at 16s, tied at 19s. Then the Lakers, after side out, had a 4-0 run to go up to set point and pull off the set and the match win by a score of 25-20. Breakers out hitting Red Deer Valley tonight. In the kill category, 49-39, led by Leanne Stensrud with 10 or 16 kills tonight. They had three with double-digit kills tonight. 12 for Savannah Luwagi and Savannah Roush with 10. Matter of fact, the two biggest kills, though, Kiana Himes, she had four, but there's two of her four coming in the last 2 points here of the match. Red Deer Valley with 39 kills, led tonight by Haley Garman with 14, 9 for Sydney Summers, 6 for Leah Erlbeck. Kate Arms with 4, 3 for Alexis Steppel, 3 also for Hannah Schenken. That's for the Lakers here tonight. Raylan Ganifke, impressive sophomore. She with 7 kills here tonight, 4 for Kiana Imes, and 1 for Caitlin Fisher here this evening. Red Deer Valley, more attacking errors, a 14-10 edge there for the Lakeview Lakers. As far as blocks are concerned, each with 5. 3 to Savannah Roush, 3 for Haley Garman. 3-8 serves tonight for Aubrey Hicks, 3 also for Kate Arns for Redwood Valley, and a 2 tonight for Savannah Luwagi. So with the win, the Lakers start out their season 1-0, Redwood Valley at 0-1. As we look at their upcoming sports schedules now for the coming week. And these games will be coming matches fast and furious here in the next weeks to come. Coming up for the Lakeview Lakers now, their next set of action is coming up on Saturday. Their football team will be scrimmaging Redwood Valley, RTR, and Canby. Also, ACGC, all part of that scrimmage on Saturday. Monday, it's cross country here in Cottonwood. Central Minnesota Christian, Canby Mediota, Marshall, Ortonville, Redwood Valley, RTR, TMB, Wabasso, Yellowmouth, and East among the teams there. Volleyball team will be off now until next Thursday as they'll take on Ortonville. At Ortonville next Friday, they'll open up the football season here at home, taking on Minnesota Valley Lutheran. Then the following Tuesday, after Labor Day holiday, will be volleyball here in Lakeview, taking on Dawson Boyd in a conference matchup. For Redwood Valley, they have coming up here. Coming up tomorrow, girls tennis team will be at River Valley. They'll be played in Sleepy Eye, taking part in that scrimmage, as you mentioned, Saturday here in Cottonwood. Next Monday, the tennis team will be hosting Montevideo. They're also taking part in that cross-country meet here in Cottonwood on Monday. Tuesday, they'll be hosting St. Peter in tennis. That's girls tennis. Next Thursday, they'll be at Sibley East for girls tennis. Football team will open up the football season. That'll be next Thursday at New Ulm. And then the following action, then Red Deer Valley will be off a whole week before their next set of action with some cross country on the 5th. And also girls tennis on the 5th. Our sports schedule looks like this coming up here. We've got now nothing until Tuesday night next week here on KLGR 410 AM, 95.9 FM, KLGR, Redwood Valley. We'll be taking on the Laverne Cardinals. Guaranteed Cardinal victory Tuesday night. Our coverage that for around 7 o'clock here on KLJ 1490 AM and 95.9 FM. I'll be traveling over to Springfield as Springfield will host Red Rock Central in a non-conference matchup. But also start around 7 o'clock, there'll be a 977 Jack FM. Next Thursday, football, Red Deer Valley at New Hall. Coverage around 6:30 here on KLJ 1490 AM, 95.9 FM, KLJ. Next Friday, it's football for you on 977 Jack FM as Renville County West will be at Cedar Mountain. Coverage there around 6:45. On 977 Jack FM. Right after Labor Day holiday, we'll be back at it Tuesday, September 3rd, volleyball, Jackson County Central at Redwood Valley. Again, coverage around 7 o'clock. And Sleepy Eye will be at Sleepy Eye, St. Mary's, and that will start around 7 o'clock on 977 Jack FM. As I mentioned, first couple of weeks of the season have been posted. You can find that information and that schedule on our website at myklgr.com. Let's give you your Redwood County American Dairy Association Players of the Game before they put me to work here and sweeping the floors here tonight. So it's kind of they've gotten out of the gym here quickly. People have places to go, I guess, here on this Thursday night. I will start with Redwood Valley tonight. Again, consideration certainly given to Leah Erlbeck. Really picked her game up nicely in that third and fourth sets here. Finishes with 6 kills tonight. Good, solid game from the service line for Aubrey Hicks. 3 ace serves. Kate Arns with 4 kills. 3 ace serves tonight. Sydney Summers with 9 kills. We're going to give it to Haley Garman tonight. Haley, very solid match to start the season, finishes with 14 kills, also had 3 ace blocks here this evening for Redwood Valley. And for the Lakers of Lakeview, consideration certainly given to Savannah Roush, 10 kills. Kiana Himes with those 4 kills, with those 2 biggest ones tonight coming on the game before, and then 4 match point here tonight. Zena Luaji, very solid with 12 kills. Very good sophomore in Bradlin Gnifke. The 7 type, we're going to give it to Leon Stensrud. Stensrud just outstanding. A couple of back row attacks. Finishes with 16 kills here tonight. She also had an ace block and an ace serve. So Leon Stensrud, Lakeview Lakers, and Haley Garman, the Redwood Valley Cardinals, your Redwood County American Dairy Association players of the match. B-Squad tonight, that was won by Lakeview Lakers, 2 straight, 25-14, 25-21. And the basking contest goes to the Lakeview Lakers in 4 tonight. 3-1 the score, 23-25, 25-18, 25-20, and 25-20. Lakers open up their season 1-0, and the Redwood Valley Cardinals 0-1 on the year. Big thanks to the sponsors for bringing all this action here this evening. Again, without your sponsors' help, these matches, games, and that would not be possible. So again, we thank you for your support of these high school athletic events. Big thanks to Tobin Osborne back at the KLJR studios, keeping things and keeping me online, which is not always an easy job to do. Great job as always, Tobin. Randy Clausen, again, pitch hitting for Seth Topol. He'll be back with you next week. And tonight's action has been the presentation of KLJR 1490 AM, 95.9 FM, KLJR Sports.